Nityananda
Prabhu broke the dam. Broken by dam, and he broke directly. And then what became?
The whole world was flooded with Prema Bhakti. What kind of Prema Bhakti? Oh,
that Vanya, Prema Vanya. Whole world was
flooded.
Over flooded.
Then Katiya Mohan means?
He cut a channel in the dam.
Mohan Katiya means? Nityananda Prabhu cut the dam.
The dam. What was the dam? Dam.
So Nitai Prabhu is very, very merciful, causeless merciful. His mercy does not select bad and good
quality
to everyone.
So he is Patit Pavan. Now you. Gauranga Bolite Habe.
Maharaj, what was the dam? What was the dam?
The ocean of mercy.
Not a dam. To stop it.
Gauranga Bolite Habe. Pulakha Sarira. Hari Hari Boli Tena Yani Vabira
Gauranga Boli Tena
saying not good. So try to finish like brahmacharis. Hari bol, hari bol. Finishing? How it finished?
Yeah.
But not good finished. Kirtan was okay, but finishing now.
Sir, the flight is going, then bump.
What is the meaning, you, of this song? You can see the book and tell.
Gorang. This is a song by...
Gorang Bolita Habe Pulaksari.
This is a song by Shri Narottam Das Thakur. He sang, Gorang Bolita Habe Pulaksari. When will I call the name of Gorang and my body will have the horripilation chanting the name of Gorang? Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Vabenil.
More louder.
Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Vabenil. When will I say the names of Hari Hari and my eyes will fill with tears?
It will be late.
Yeah.
Go on.
Ar kabe Nitai Chandir Karana Hoibe. When will Nitai, the moon of Nityananda Prabhu, when will I have his Karana, his mercy? Shamshar Vashana Mor Kabi Tuccha Habe. When will my desires to enjoy in this material world, this samsar, when will they become small and meaningless? Vishay Charya Kabe Shuddha Habe Man Kabe Ham Hirabo Shri Vrindavan. When will I give up these material desires of to enjoy my senses? When will I behold this Vrindavan Dham? Rupa Raghunath Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Ham Bhujabo Se Yugala Piriti. When will I follow the path of Sri Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami? And when will I be able to understand Yugala Piriti, the divine love of Radha and Krishna, the Parthya Bhav of Srimati Radha Rani and Krishna? Rupa Raghunath Pade Rabhi Mor Ash Prarthana Koraye Shada Narottam Das. And Narottam Das is constantly praying. When My only desire, my only hope is to attain the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. This is my constant prayer that Narottam Das is praying.
Why not Rupa Sanatan? Why Rupa Raghunath? Why Narottam Thakur has written like this? You cannot. What kind? Only eating and cooking. Very expert.
I'm sleeping.
Can you? Why Rupa Raghunath, not Rupa Sanatan? Anyone? Why Prabhu? Vinda can tell.
I'm speculating, but I think he was a disciple of he took shiksha from Jiva Goswami.
Sri Narottam Das Thakur.
And then, but not from Sanatan, so he's more in that mood of Rupa Raghunath.
I could
so
not. Not
Vinda is telling that perhaps.
No, don't be.
Perhaps.
He's telling because Sri Narottam Das Thakur, he took shelter with Sri Jiva Goswami.
Then he tell Jiva Goswami.
Yeah, and that is why he thought maybe Rupa Raghunath is best. Yeah, but I.
He should told Rupa Jiva.
Yeah.
How you are acting? You.
Sri Rupa Goswami, he is giving the.
More louder.
Process how to obtain the shelter of the lotus feet of the seva of Srila Sisi Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan.
You speak very louder. You speak.
Okay. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he is our
Acharya for Sambandha, for giving the process how to obtain the shelter
Sanatana
of...
Sanatana Goswami of Sambandha. Rupa Goswami, not Abhideya. Sambandha.
Okay. No, Abhideya. The process is Abhideya.
You told Sambandha.
Okay, the process, sorry. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he is giving us the prayojan or the teachings how to realize the ultimate goal of seva to Sisi Radha and Krishna. So he can also say, Sanatan Goswami, there is no harm, they are included.
Not satisfactory. Madhav Mara.
Srila Narottam Thakur is cried out from his heart that Gauranga Bolitahe Pulaka Sarir, when that day will come for me, then my hair will stand. So in these circumstances, he is telling that Rupa Raghu Nathapade Rahu Maras, Rupa Goswami Pad, who is Rupa Goswami Pad, is mentioned, Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale, who has established the innermost desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is bringing pranam to Rupa Goswami Pad. And how to attain Bhakti Ras, all the Rupa Goswami Pad has told. But Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Stavavali, he explained everything, Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvik, Vyabhichari, and which proportion it makes Bhakti Ras. Raghunath Das Goswami has given this analogy to us. So he is telling that if someone wants to understand the paramount mood of divine couple, they have to exclusively take shelter of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Rupa Goswami is Abhidha Tattva Acharya and Das Goswami is Prayan Tattva Acharya. To understand Parakya mood, it is our ultimate goal. So he is praying the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami for this
very
reason.
Good. The line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rupa Goswami has established his wish. And what his wish was? Parakya bhav of gopis. Parphenalia mood.
Paramore mode.
He has established. How? On the basis of Srimad Bhagavata and Ved, Upanishad and everything. So Mahaprabhu himself in prayer, he has given him bhakti rush and all his heart desire. He has inspired in his heart. So Rupa Goswami knows everything. And he is the line of Sarup Damodar, who also second to now Mahaprabhu like that Lalita like. So in his line, Rupa Goswami is Parakya Mood Bhav. He has established in the whole world. And Raghunath Das Goswami is Rupanu. Sanatana Goswami is not Rupanuga.
He is Guru of Rupa Goswami.
But Raghunath Das Goswami is Rupanuga. Because why? Because he was in the hands of Sarup Damodar. And he has given same that Raghunath Rupa Goswami has given. That is why he is telling that. That bhakti, Raganuga, especially Radha Darsya, will come through Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. So he has prayed like.
If someone follows Sanatana Goswami, he cannot attain Radha Dasya? Because if Sanatana Goswami is not a Radha Dasya, he will
not be Rupa Goswami is not a Radha Dasya. It is Sulabh. Sulabh means?
Very
easily,
rare.
Easily get.
Ah.
Easily obtained.
Then, can you sing Mahamantra, anyone?
No, I have Nithyananda Shastra Bejaga. I have Nithyananda Mohima to Bola Din.
Mahamantra?
Nobody has come for Mahamantra temple.
Yes, daughter is here.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
रामचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो शंकरसन हरण तोयसाई गर्भोदसाई चपयोगिसाई शेष जसान कला सनित्यानंदाक्षरण ममास्तु. Today is appearance day of Nityananda Prabhu. Yesterday was Bharat Dwadashi. If anyone will fast on Bharat Dwadashi, Nirjala, without water, then second day by Charanamrit he can take
pardon.
He can break his
fast.
That fast. And again he will take fruit and other things in Nityananda Prabhu. And those who cannot do like this, they can take fruits and vegetables first day and second day. Worshipping Nityananda Prabhu, they can take prasadam in this way. Nityananda Prabhu is very merciful. In this sloka it has been told that Krishna, he took birth in Gokul from the womb of Mother Yashoda. Before
8 days.
Baldev Prabhu came in the womb of
Rohini
Devi and he took birth. Krishna is Satchidananda. Satchidananda. Sat mane Sandini, that is Baldev Prabhu, Satta. All the Satta existence comes from Baldev Prabhu. And Chit means knowledge. All kinds of knowledge and bhav, mood, everything comes from Chit Krishna. And Ananda comes from Dharmi Shakti. So three things together, Sat, Chit, Ananda, Baladev, Krishna and Radhika is Krishna. Baladev Prabhu, when he was in Braja, he is manifestation of Krishna, himself Krishna. But his color and
mood
was some difference. He is called Baladev, Mool Baladev Prabhu. And in Dwarka, who was there, he is the manifestation of Baladev Prabhu. And he is called Mool Shankarshan. And in Vaikuntha with Narayan, he is Mahasankarsan. And when he descends in this world for creation, then he becomes Karnabdhi Sai Vishnu. And to nourish and protect, he becomes Garbhodasai. And then Garbhodasai becomes Khirodasai, who is like Paramatma everywhere. He is like
witness.
Uh-huh.
Witness and best friend.
And one murti Sheshnag.
Ananta.
Anantadev.
He is always Asan, Basan, Bhushan.
Chatra. Umbrella.
umbrella and all these things.
Paduka, chamar,
paraphernalia,
kinds.
Dham.
He serves always.
Yeah.
Like on Seshana Karnabdishai, oh, he sits there, or sleeping, and Lakshmi Devi is
massaging
his feet. So, all these are ansa and kala of Nityananda Prabhu. When Krishna came in the form of Sachinandan Gaurhari, then
Baladev Prabhu
came in form of
Nityananda
Prabhu. In every and each pastimes which Krishna Baladev Prabhu is there to serve him, either younger brother or elder brother or in other form, he must be there. Baladev Prabhu is Vrindavan himself,
Dham,
Vrindavan Dham,
where Krishna lives. Krishna, everything is Baladev Prabhu. In Ramavatar,
Lakshman,
he became Lakshman,
younger brother.
And Ram told, you should exile Sita forever. Lakshman was not happy. He protested. But Ram told, you should follow my order and go. So without his wish, against his wish, he did this. Because he was younger. So he promised that I will never come as
younger brother.
I will come always like
elder
brother. Krishna should follow me, not I to carry his order. So in Ram Lila, he was younger, but in
Krishna Lila,
elder.
But Lila.
Being Gaur elder, Baladev Prabhu is always serving Krishna in so many ways and helping him. That very Baladev Prabhu has come in the form of Nityananda Prabhu. He took birth in West Bengal, where you should explain.
Srimad Nityananda Prabhu, he took birth in Ekchakra Gram, one village named Ekchakra.
Brief.
His mother was Padmavati Devi and father was Harai Pandit. He always absorbed in Baladev Prabhu's mood, Lakshman mood. So when he was a young boy, like Krishna when he was in Braj, make a group and stealing butter here and there. In the same way, when Nityananda Prabhu was in village, then he make one group and they are making some drama of Lord Ram pastimes. So one day they are making pastime of Lord Ram. And Nityananda Prabhu, he became, his name was not Nityananda at that time, his name was Kuber. He was playing the role of Lakshman, someone Ram, someone Hanuman. And he told, before beginning the drama, when battle will start and battle will going on, then Meghnath, shoot me, then I will be senseless. Hanuman had to go the mountain, Himalayan Gandhamadan had to bring some herbs, then put on my nostril, then I will come in life again.
Sanjeevani.
Then the fight was going on, then Meghnath shoot arrow and he became senseless. When he became senseless, all became frightened. They forgot that Hanuman had to go there and had to bring some herbs, Sanjeevani Buti. All are weeping bitterly. It was outside of village. Some of the villagers came and they saw he has no pulse, nothing, no sign of life. Then one elderly person asked them what you are doing. They told that he told we have to do this before. Then who is Hanuman? Then told he is Hanuman. But go and get that herbs. Then he Jai Sri Ram jump and bring some
herb.
Only some herbs like some grass and put in nostril. So always and then he came out
pastor waited, and he, his father, Nikolai's father, hosted him. When he was apparently he told him, I want to write something from you. He told him, yes, what you like, I can be like for you. And he told him, I want your life. I want this book, because I have learned it. The man says, so I have to go to the village process. He can assist me. So then, his more valuable than his life is away. He gave him, no, there is no other choice. And he took him. Because it's so restless. Today they went to a rancor. Some of them were lost as well.
Of Nitanu they delivered from this world. When Mahaprabhu took sannyas, then he decided he'll go to Vrindavan Dham. But Nitanu promised, I'll bring him to Shantipur and meet with Mother Sachi Devi. When Bhagavan decides something and his devotee decides other thing, Bhagavan always keep his devotee's word, promise. So Nitanu Prabhu told some Goala means coward boy. One mad person will come this way. He may ask you which is the direction to go Vrindavan. We can show this way. Means towards?
Shantipur.
Shantipur Ganges. Why? Why they follow Nityananda Prabhu? Because Nityananda is the original source of Jiva. The Jiva came out from his direct and indirect way from Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu. So when Mahaprabhu came and seeing the coward boys, Mahaprabhu thought, oh, they are Krishna's coward friend. That, oh, my dear friend, how is the way to go to Vrindavan? That was this direction. Mahaprabhu became very happy and ran that side. In the meantime, Nityananda Prabhu informed to Advaita Acharya Prabhu that Mahaprabhu will come, be ready, boat and some cloth, sannyas dress. So Advaita Acharya was ready in the Ganges. Yeah. And Mahaprabhu came and he took bath and this prayer of Jamuna Devi. Then he come in outer sense, oh, it seems to be Shantipur, so many coconut trees are here,
Advaita
and Advaita Acharya is here. Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya, you are going to Vrindavan? Yes, Prabhu, I am going to Vrindavan. Then the little look like Shantipur, where I took bath, not in Jamuna and Ganges. Advaita Acharya, no Prabhu, you have taken bath in Jamuna. Well, how come? In Jamuna, in Ganges, two current are going on. Eastern side Ganges, western side Jamuna. So Mahaprabhu took birth in western side, oh, he have taken birth in Ganges.
Jamuna.
So Mahaprabhu then come in board on boat of Advaita Acharya Prabhu, or they took him to Shantipur. Then he informed to Sachima, all inhabitants of Navadvip, they came somehow other by boat, by swimming to Shantipur. Only Vishnu Priya Devi could not come. Because when someone is taking renounce order, he had to give up his most beloved person or beloved thing, have to give up. So Vishnu Priya Devi thought, if I go, then he will not be happy. So he is feeling, separation. Then Mahaprabhu and others, all are there. Mother Sachi told that whenever he will be my son, you can take his darshan, but I cannot go. So my desire, I will cook by my own hand and feed my own son. So Sachima did this. And Mahaprabhu told, did pranam to Sachima and told, oh mother, I became mad, I don't know how I take sannyas. If you ask, I can give up sannyas, come to you, live with you. Sachima told no. If you give up sannyas order, then all will criticize you and me too. I could not tolerate this. So Mahaprabhu thought, if I be in Vrindavan, then my Krishna mood will manifest due to influence of Vrindavan Dham. So some have to stay that in separation place, then I can release my three desires, Radhaya, Pranaya, Mahima. So when he desired this, Jogmaya, they be influenced to Sachima. Sachima told, and Krishna Mahaprabhu told, what you order, I will follow your order. And Sachima told, better you can stay in Jagannath Puri. Then Mahaprabhu telling the whole world, what can I do? My mother ordered me, I have to follow my mother's order. Actually, if you go there, he will manifest. When Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, Nityananda went there also. Mahaprabhu seeing Jagannath Dev, he saw not just a Jagannath Dev, he saw as a Brajanandan Samsundar want to embrace and became faint. But when Nityananda was there, and one day he went to, later on went to Jagannath's temple, and seeing Jagannath's temple, entered in the temple and embraced Baladev Prabhu, took his garland off from his Baladev Prabhu's neck, put his own neck. All the Pandas, they want to control him, but if they push them, they go so far. And they look, who is this? Even by the causeless mercy of Jagannath Dev, we can control the mad elephant, or we could not control this human being, who is this? And someone embraces Baladev Prabhu, he will die immediately, who is this? Then they understand he is non-different from Baladev Prabhu. From that day, whenever Nityananda will come, all Panda will come and do pranam, touch his feet, give garland of Jagannath Baladev to everyone. Like this way, Nityananda Prabhu assists Mahaprabhu each and every respect. And so many pastimes Nityananda Prabhu, and how we preach, how we help Mahaprabhu's pastime. Then every year they used to come in Jagannath Puri Rath festival. Then Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu, every year no need to come. You can preach in Bengal. Although Nityananda Prabhu's heart is broken, but still to fulfill Mahaprabhu's desire, he preached Bengal so many places. Who was most fallen, he preached them and make them devotee. By this way, he delivered the world. Unless until we not get mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then none can get mercy of Mahaprabhu. And without causeless mercy of Mahaprabhu, none can get the power of divine couple. So everything depends on Nityananda Prabhu. How we can obtain mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? We don't know Mahaprabhu, we don't know Nityananda Prabhu. We know Gurudev. Gurudev is seva for us. If he bestows his mercy, then by his causeless mercy, we can understand who is Nityananda Prabhu, who is Mahaprabhu. And their mercy depends on Gurudev mercy. If Gurudev is merciful, then all will be successful. Hare Krishna. Banchakal Gataru Pashta Kipasandhu
Bhayyavu. One question. Yeah. Gurudev, one question.
Aye.
One question.
Yeah, mention.
Yes. It is said Nityananda Prabhu, he broke the dam and then love of
Dand.
Dam.
Prem.
Yes. What dam was, of the river.
What was the dam?
Dam means the banya, you know, flood.
Yes.
Was coming. But there was a dam.
Stop it. Yeah.
To stop it. But Nityananda Prabhu, he opened the dam.
Yes.
And thus
flood came.
It entered the whole world and flooded everyone.
Like Holland, they make a dam.
But what was the dam?
What was the obstacle?
What was the obstacle?
Obstacles means so many. Anyone has not done so much sukriti.
Acha.
We have done so much offenses. So this was a dam. But Nityananda Prabhu crushed.
Remove that.
And Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna.
Nitai Gauranga Jaya, Nitai Gauranga.